trains need guards. The evidence against a driver-only operated train service must be overwhelming for the jury of public opinion, judged by the following reports that were printed in the Times on the same day. The number of passengers suffering serious injuries on the rail network has soared by a fifth in a year amid warnings that stressed commuters are taking extra risks to board delayed trains. Official figures show that 318 passengers sustained major injuries in the 12 months to the end of March, the highest number in at least 15 years. And it's not just human suffering. Rose Barry, a disabled pensioner, was struggling to board a Thameslink train at Elstree and Boreham-Wood Station, Hertfordshire, with Jonty, her sheeties edu, a walking frame and luggage. The doors closed with the retired nurse, 75, and her dog still on the platform, trapping her hand. She was able to pull herself free, but the lead was stuck in the doors, resulting in Jonty being dragged when the train departed. The dog was found dead in a tunnel near the station. As we approach the autumn equinox, another regular safety challenge arises. Thousands of passengers on C2C, the network that operates between London and Essex, have had to wait during the past few weeks for trains delayed by the awkward angle of the sun. The company said it had been forced to slow services because the low autumn sun had been dazzling drivers' eyes. It said the strong glare bouncing off monitors used by drivers to check train doors made it difficult to ensure that all passengers had safely boarded. This had forced drivers in some cases to leave their cab and walk the length of the train to carry out manual checks. John Merrill, Leicester,